Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I drive a truck for a living, and I'm gone every week, all week long, and I know I don't eat right, and it really helps a lot. It's awesome. I'll never stop taking it.
I feel more energetic, and I think as you keep taking it, the better you get, the better you feel with it. And I'm a truck driver, so I need that energy. And I feel the energy.
Balance of Nature is working great. Lost 24 pounds. My muscles are good. It's so much easier now getting in and out of that truck. I'm not sore. It's just amazing. I'm really happy with the product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with one of the most important commercials that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 8 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, now you can help in a couple ways. First, get everyone you know to go to my new media platform, frankspeech.com. There you'll find all the footage from my cyber symposium and many other important broadcasts. Also, I am personally doing a new daily live show to get the truth out. It's at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Secondly, I'm offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only available on frankspeech.com. Go to frankspeech.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
Make sure and put the code word KATE, K-A-T-E. This will get you up to 66% savings at MyPillow.com. The code word KATE, my first name, K-A-T-E. Help support Mike, help support this show, and help support yourself in getting some amazing, amazing products. These are the best ones I've ever owned. Go to MyPillow.com, code word KATE.
When it comes to politics, yeah, I'm well past the tinfoil hat stage. I need a good helmet for the banging my head against the wall stage. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
What if Trump said, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black? What if Trump's claim to fame was creating a policy that jailed more minorities for petty crimes than ever before? What if Trump never left his basement? What if Trump averaged 104 EOs per year? What if those first 42 EOs were in his first 4 months as president? What if Trump's public schedule showed he only worked 4 hours a day? What if Trump sniffed young children? What if Trump's sons had sex tapes? What if there were video of Trump's sons doing crack? What if his sons were never arrested for it? What if his sons illegally applied for gun permits? What if Trump's family had financial ties to foreign countries that wanted to hurt our country? What if Trump's campaigns were funded heavily by big tech, big pharma, and the CCP? What if Trump's children openly laundered money by becoming artists and selling art for more than Van Gogh or Picasso and then told you they couldn't divulge who their buyers were? What if Trump fell down the stairs of Air Force One 3 times in one climb? What if Trump opened the borders to give free health care, food, housing, and education to any and everyone that wanted to come, but didn't require them to pay taxes? What if Trump allowed those coming across the border to do so with children that were trafficked in order to make it through? What if this happened during a pandemic and he didn't require them to get tested, vaccinated, or even social distance, but he mandated that you and your children do? What if Trump required federal employees to take an experimental vaccine? What if Trump allowed your local governments to muzzle your children for over a year with no significant numbers or science to back it up? What if he did all of this and mandated those passports for everyone? What if Trump abolished the Keystone Pipeline along with American jobs only to ask foreign entities to increase their production so we could fund them? What if under Trump and these changes, gas prices rose 41%? What if food prices rose 5%? What if car prices rose 41%? What if Trump wanted to defund the police while it was trendy to say so, but then changed his tune when he realized how ridiculous it was? What if Trump claimed during his campaigns he was going to send $2,000 relief checks, but he only sent $1,400 and said, well, hey, the other guy already gave you $600. What if Trump promised over 1 million jobs, but didn't even come close? What if Trump's presidency was proven to be stolen by foreign interference and the media wouldn't even show you the proof? What if local leaders involved in that cover-up tried hiding and deleting the evidence? What if you wanted to talk about your thoughts on Trump, but social media deleted your words every single time? What if all of these things happened, but the media pretended it didn't happen and said what a great job he's doing? Well, I'll tell you this. Unfortunately, all of these things are happening under Biden. And if it were under Trump, you would know about it. The media would persecute him daily and would never stop. You would never stop hearing about it. But the truth is, because it's Biden and the corruption runs deep, the truth is hidden from you. Those of us that want to share these truths with you are censored. We, the people, regardless of political affiliation, economic standing, or color, all share one common trait. We're all American. We're here because we stand for freedom, truth, and what's right for our future and the future of our children. May we all remember those that fought for us to have those rights, and may we continue the traditions that allow us to have them. Thanks for listening.
The What If Trump clip. I'm putting this on show notes right now.
You know, it's a great clip.
It is a great clip. A black woman. I thought we have a racist hating country.
We do.
Oh, okay. All right. Just making sure. Media tells me that. Okay. Just checking. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. In fact, we are fast becoming the show that will not talk about the media campaigns ever, because they're so hideous, because we're told what to think and how to feel. And, it's just pretty awful, isn't it? And we're in a weird state of, wait a minute, what about this? What about this? Silence. You're not allowed to talk about any of that, kind of world. Well, while we still can, because thinking has not been made illegal yet, we're going to keep going. And that What If Trump clip is brilliant. The reason it's brilliant is not because it has anything to do with Trump or Biden, but it has everything to do with what's reported and what is not reported.
Yep.
It has everything to do, and the reason I played it is not because of Trump or Biden, but because that's what the media does to us.
That's right.
Yeah. Very one-sided in everything that they do. You know, 19 minutes after the inauguration of Trump, the Washington Post came out and said the impeachment begins. 19 minutes. Did that happen with Biden? Pelosi ripping up his speech. Has anyone been doing that to Biden? Has anyone been pointing out that Biden only works 4 hours a day? Does anyone point out that he's on a soundstage most of the time? Where is he? What deep freeze have they stuck him in and roll him out to give a speech?
Well, in all fairness, he hasn't given a speech. So you can't rip up something that isn't
that's
there.
That's true. Why don't we interview Obama on his third term? Yeah. I mean, this is getting ridiculous, right? But it isn't about the personality that's shoved up front. It's about the fact that what the media does to us is horrendous. Today, we're going to be talking a little bit about this, a little bit about the distraction of the Ukraine and Russia. And then, of course, we'll have James Martinez for round two. And I really appreciate your questions from yesterday. You wrote in some fabulous questions. We'll ask those questions to James. We'll ask him about ShadowNet. That's the program by which social media make sure that you get certain things in your news feed that they know will gaslight you. Okay? There's a reason that they do it. And it's pretty sick. Sickening. But you were reading a piece, and this is so interesting to me, because let's get out of the personality of the president mode right now. Okay?
Yeah.
I swear to you, there are so many articles about Trump today. I actually liked Trump. He didn't bother me personality-wise, if we're just solely talking about personality. I was never offended by him, and I'm a woman. I was never, even though the media tried to teach me, I'm supposed to be offended by, you know, because of him. But everybody loved him before he ran for president. Press had no problem with him, promoting him. But then all of a sudden, when he was running for president, now I'm supposed to be offended by the things he says. I never was, okay? I really liked him. I like Twitter because I'm sick of polished speeches written for people. I like Twitter because Twitter was at least a real, you know, this is what I think and feel, as far as I know it, for the most part. So you were reading a piece, and this was like in a local big sellout newspaper that I have in my state. They all are sellouts because they're all mini New York Times, and they don't write anything different. But what was this alluding to?
Well, you know, we have elections because different representatives have different ideas.
Right.
And so we pick and choose based on do we agree with how they want to represent us or not. Well, the title of this was Perspective, The Politics of Peace. And the first sentence says, those willing to set aside suspicions about their political opponents can find unexpected common ground.
Wait a minute. Take that a little slower again, please.
Those willing to set aside suspicions about their political opponent. You know, like a suspicion that Biden has something to do with China.
Yeah, a suspicion that every time he walked away, his bank account was full. Or a suspicion that nobody wanted that cad for president, but all of a sudden he became the president with the most votes. So if you have suspicion about that, okay.
So if the political opponents can set those aside, they can find unexpected common ground.
So I have to set aside all my suspicions about fraud, stealing, treason, and then how do I find the common ground with somebody that doesn't want to look at any of that?
You share the ill-gotten gains. That's the common ground.
Wait a minute. So I have to find common ground in avoiding all of the facts and then going with what? How do I find the common ground?
Yeah, it's crazy.
So I have to I have to not look at the fact that Biden got 16% of the vote from his own party. His own people didn't even like him. Couldn't stand him. Thought he was a buffoon. He's been a buffoon since the beginning. Nobody liked Kamala. That's why she didn't even register on the list. So I have to pretend that these two people got in because America suddenly, in one night when we were told to go to bed during the election and we woke up, that everyone loved him. I'm supposed to believe that, and that is the only way I can find common ground with somebody else.
No.
If I just ignore all of that?
Yeah, that. And the other thing is you may not like your representative because he's
a
tends
traitor.
To lean to the left.
A total traitor.
Tends to lean to the left.
Uh-huh.
But eventually, if you learn to overcome those suspicions, you can learn to like him just as well as the conservative.
So if I go away from everything he represents and does,
then you can
he actually
like him.
Does, and I can like him for maybe his speech. Or his personality.
Or the lies he tells.
But tells them in a great way. Because I know that if I were to have to look at my own congressperson, that's how I see him. I see him as a total treasonist. I see him as somebody that took a vow and absolutely ignores it. So in other words, even though he says he's a conservative, and I'm sure you guys all have this same issue going on right now, if you have a conservative. So they say nothing, oust nothing, do nothing. I have to ignore all of that for the job that we elected them to. But I'm supposed to just concentrate on maybe something they did nice for somebody at some point in their life? I mean, I'm just trying to get the gist of what I'm supposed to concentrate on.
Well, the article gives an example that to me, it seems like just the opposite of what it's saying. But here's the example. Two bank robbers are awaiting trial.
Uh-huh.
If they remain silent, it might be hard for the prosecutor to prove their guilt. So separately, the prosecutor presents each prisoner with an offer, a reduced sentence in exchange for testifying against the other prisoner. Well, it's kind of the opposite of what happens in politics. And in politics, the two bank robbers come to an agreement themselves without the prosecutor.
And then shove it in our faces as they were duly elected and totally right.
Yeah, so it was a very bad example, I thought.
You know what? This is the kind of stuff we have going all over the country.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, why are the only people dying on remdesivir and a ventilator in the ICU? How could that be a pandemic? And why are the only people that die given an experimental drug? Why don't we do a story about that? You'll never see that. You'll never see it. We don't have good reporting. We don't have good people in media. anymore. They're all whores. So as Gerald Celente adequately calls them, they're whores. They'll do anything for a dollar. And so what are we going to do as a populace? We're so used to listening to the media whores. How do you separate yourself away from these whores? And how do you stop listening to them in a situation where that's basically all we've done ever is listen to them? Well, how do we change it, in other words?
That's the real problem.
It is.
Because if you try to change it, it's gotten so far that they get you gone before you even have a chance to change it.
Yeah, huh? Be right back, Kate Daly Show. Hi, everybody. Go to the bottom of my homepage. You're going to see an ad for Z-Stack, Dr. Zelenko's new vitamin supplement that combines zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D. All of those things that we talk about on the show, he has combined them into one supplement. Dr. Zelenko is a board-certified physician in New York. He was the one that gave ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine to Trump and told him about that, and he was really the guy that started the frontline doctors. Dr. Zelenko formulated the Support Your Immune Function supplement. Zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D. Take this every day. This is a great combination of a supplement that you can take of all the things we talk about on the show. This is an amazing product to keep you well, and make sure that you go get this. This is also manufactured in the USA. Head and order this. Go to the bottom of my homepage at katedalyradio.com.
Talk.
Hey everyone, there is a spray, a zeolite spray, on the homepage of katedalyradio.com. Right now, you can grab this spray for only $5. It's a huge, big deal because they don't usually give it away for this, but they want you to try it. And this is an effective cellular cleanse, and it has a unique activated hydrated zeolite cellular level cleanse. All you do is spray it in your mouth. You can't taste it. And each day, and you'll get rid of the toxins in your body. You'll get rid of all those things like mercury and lead and arsenic and all the things that come through our food and environment and everything else. This is an advanced cellular cleanse. And my daughters actually turned me on to this. They were giving it to their kids too, and the kids were feeling better. Skin things were clearing up. All kinds of things were happening. People even give this for autism and having amazing results. Has no taste, and it's 100% natural. You'll love this product. It's called Pure Body from Touchstone. Even Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, huge proponent of this spray as well. So go get it. Thanks, you guys.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi, this is Kate. Make sure and go to preparewithkate.com. Preparewithkate.com. You're going to get special deals from my Patriot Supply and a payment plan. Isn't that amazing? You can do this on payments, which makes it easier on the budget. But make sure you have a food supply. Make sure you're adding to that food supply. All you need to do is go to preparewithkate.com. Thanks, you guys. I feel fine. Do you feel fine?
I feel really fine.
Oh, I guess we're supposed to be in a pandemic of epic proportions. The new variant came out. It's called BS1. What's it called?
BA1. But BS1 actually suits it.
I'm sorry.
Do you...
What, another variant? I just had my decorations up.
But this is a
Omicron.
But this is a specific variant of Omicron.
Oh, it's a sub.
It's not
variant.
It's a sub variant of Omicron.
Okay, I didn't make room for decorations for sub variants. I only have my decorations for moronic version up, and I had to take those down because of the Delta, and then of course the Lambda. I mean, I'm struggling to keep up here.
My curiosity is how many hundreds of thousands of DNA sequencing do they have to do on different people to find the subvariant? Because they've only found 100 of them.
I think they're just doing the same fraudulent PCR test from the beginning, right?
Yeah, so they have a guy sitting there, and he says, hey, how about subvariant BA1.
Was that BS, Bob? No, it was BA. It was BA1. Oh, okay. I thought I heard BS. Oh, okay.
You did.
No, okay. I'm just making sure. I want to get my subvariants right, because you've got the Delta, the Lambda, the new. You've got the Moronic. This is all in a space of like 9 months. You've got the Moronic. You've got the COVID-19. I just don't know what to get tested for anymore. Those are some pretty busy mice if they are actually working with mice.
Yeah. The miracle of the whole thing is that the Delta never had a few subvariants. I don't know how come.
They were just itching to name it the BS. I know they were. About that. I don't know if you're somebody that would actually believe any of this, but I have a feeling that we're going to have, by Valentine's Day, another subvariant. I don't know what it'll be called, but it'll be something else. Because they'll have to come out with a new shot. So they'll have to, I mean, they've got 120 ready. So we've got to work fast, right? I would think.
Yeah, but it's interesting that the conversation is that now they believe this subvariant of Omicron is going to become the prominent version. Fortunately for us, all of the current vaccinations will work with it.
You know what I love? I love this new propaganda piece out. It says, Omicron COVID strain evolved in mice. When? I mean, if you have the entire world diagnosed, do you need the mice? I mean, they wanted to diagnose the whole world.
And they, according to them, they had plenty of people that they could test their blood. Why did they need mice blood?
I don't know, but they're blaming it on the mice again. If it's not a bat, it's a mouse. And you're supposed to believe this.
You know, really, if you think about it, mice and bats look a lot alike, except for the wings. The wings are the only real difference.
Oh, my God. I just wonder how many more they're going to come up with. So they basically are now saying that, see, they're really pushing the Omicron. You know why? Because they have a shot coming out for the Omicron. So now they're saying it circulated in mid-2020.
Oh.
Yeah, because of the mice.
But they didn't find it until last week.
Yeah, they didn't find it until Thanksgiving. Because they really wanted people to be buttoned down for the holidays. I mean, it just came right in time. So I always find that kind of funny. But they said the discovery could pose new challenges in the prevention and control of the epidemic. Did you know you were in the middle of an epidemic? I know people only die in the hospital on remdesivir and a ventilator, but you're supposed to believe that people are just dropping dead because of the Omicron. Now, they show a picture of mice. They're all very much alive, so I guess it's not that virulent. But they said that researchers are calling for greater surveillance of animals. We're the test subjects. Just study us. We're the animal, right? Why do you need mice at this point, or monkeys, for that matter? I mean, why not just study us? If they're going to tell us we have something that we don't have, I want to be studied.
Here's my question. Mm-hmm. How long have we known about influenza? How many hundreds of years?
We started reporting the stats in the 50s.
Okay. So in all of that time, we now have four types of influenza, A, B, C, and D.
Mm-hmm.
And it's over 50 years,
right.
75 years.
Well, it's just not a good mutator.
But yeah, this one, we have five now in a matter of weeks.
Man, that was quick.
How does that happen?
I don't know, but it was very quick, very fast. And it all seems to just serve up such a bigger purpose. I mean, if people aren't scared of COVID-19, now when you walk into airports, when you walk into places that are predominantly, this is the case, you're going to notice that half the people are taking off the mask. They're not caring anymore because they realize people are not dropping dead around them. They're only dying in ICUs at the hands of doctors.
A person I'm very close to has been traveling for the last 2 weeks, and they wrote me and said, it looks like a full-out revolution in the airports because less than half the people are wearing masks.
Yeah, and they can't make airports. Them. Yeah, they can't make them, and so they can cry all they want. You've always got a liberal crier or somebody with a finger shoved in your face to tell you what to do, but most people are like, yeah, we're over it. It's been 2 years. It's been 2 years. I could see the mask the first week because everybody was so afraid, though we kept calling it out. But the truth, but there you go. So I just wanted to mention this because there's also a story about different batches and lots, right? So a Sylvania nurse came out and said there are different batches and different lot numbers, and some are more dangerous than others, which would make sense only for the reason that if you made it all dangerous, people wouldn't take it. They wouldn't continue to take the shots, right? Just dangerous enough that people have inflammation of the heart and can't work and all of these things. But not to the point where people are just peeling off from the shot. Otherwise, you'd kind of know what it was from, right? Even though they don't want to admit it. So there was a news report talking about the fact that some of the red states are getting the worst versions or lots or batches of these lot numbers with more shots that are more deadly. Because what they were trying to do was say, well, the red states aren't wearing their masks. The red states are out there with cooties and, you know, and then the blue neurotic lunatic states were like, well, they're the blame. But it really isn't about that. Maybe they're getting some worse shots. I don't know.
Well, it's interesting. It came from a former Pfizer respiratory researcher, Dr. Yaden.
Yeah.
He revealed that red states are being overwhelmingly targeted by a myriad of vaccine rollouts.
What?
Saline dummy shots are being given to people,
right,
which they say is what's causing these variants to mutate so quick.
Subvariants now.
Yeah.
Because people are literally rolling their eyes at each new variant because it's happening so fast.
Yeah.
And then they pronounce it. The whole world has it. I mean, that's fast. A whole world? The whole entire world got it within a matter of 2 weeks. That is amazing.
Really? I
never left my house.
Minutes.
Did you ever leave your house? I mean, most people just did not even leave their community. I should say community.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did it go around the world that quickly? In a state of where we have pretty good sanitation around the world, minus a few places. Anyway, why look at pesky facts?
Yeah, all it really took was that one guy who happened to go to Africa.
Yes, yeah. And it's so deadly that it just spread wherever the person was very busy and very popular.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, of course, in a matter of weeks,
And everybody on his flight back from Africa also spread it.
But they weren't sick.
No, none of them were sick.
Well, it harms the narrative. You know what I mean? They didn't know they had it. Oh, symptom number 98 of the 98 symptoms.
You don't know you have it.
And so they're walking around today just infecting, just going around and infecting. That's what they're doing. Just infecting. Anyway, if you believe this nonsense, I don't know what to tell you other than what are we going to do about our media? What are we going to do about the fact that we show up for their news reports again and again and again? We read their news stories. If they're unable to ask questions, if they're bought and sold and they're told what to say, and the narratives are written by two outlets, AP and Reuters, right? Reuters. Both owned by the Rothschilds. Just wanted to kick that in there.
So it isn't two sources.
So all news is written by them. All local news carries their reports, parrots whatever they say, like armed insurrection. How can you have an armed insurrection if nobody was charged with a gun? That would mean they were unarmed. So if you were to actually ask good questions, how do we as citizens, I know you can say turn off the TV. But the problem is that we want to know what's happening.
Of course.
And so we are bombarded even at the airports by CNN, right? Garbage news, Communist News Network. So how do we start to think for ourselves, peel this back? I mean, I was talking with Catherine Austin Fitz, who, by the way, is coming on the show on the 4th. And she was talking about the fact that, oh my gosh, you know, she doesn't watch it anymore at all. And could we get a majority of the populace to do that, to actually turn them off? Not a majority, maybe even half the country, since half the country I know is pretty conservative and knows they lie all the time to cover up election fraud and everything else. Hi, caller. You have about a minute. Go for it.
Hey, Kate.
Hi there.
I'm also good to hear you guys today.
Thanks.
I just wanted, since you were talking about the BS variant, whatever that is.
Yeah, the BS.
I love that. That's so great.
Yes.
So I had a friend who traveled down to Mexico, and she was with a group of about 25 people, and they were together for 2 weeks down there. They came back, and of course, about six of them tested positive magically for COVID, and they weren't going to let them leave. So they decided to pack up all their stuff and head to the airport. And did you know, I did not know this was new to me, that you can actually buy a negative COVID test to get on the flight to go home.
Wow.
Did you know that?
Nice.
They have scalpers. I'm like, hey, you know what? These people are so creative. They are making money.
Yeah, they are.
To get people to buy these tests so that they can get the heck back home and not have to deal with all this garbage.
Oh, my gosh. The underground prevails.
Cool, huh?
Yeah. Thank you for that. I really appreciate that. Thank you. That's, you know what? I love the underground. The underground above ground. It's nice. You know what? I have to start just reading Babylon Bee now, because they actually have more accurate reporting. The Babylon Bee parody site. Here's the top January 25th, 2002 article. Biden considers starting World War III to distract from domestic failures. It's the truth.
It is the truth.
It is the truth.
That's the, and it, he thinks it'll help the economy, too.
Faced with plummeting poll numbers, it says, and realization that a rambling, semi-coherent two-hour press conference failed to turn things around, President Biden is apparently considering a new strategy to save his floundering presidency, starting World War III. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
For if the bomb that drops on you gets your friends and neighbors too, there'll be nobody left behind to grieve, and we will all go together when we go. What a comforting fact that is to know. Universal bereavement, an inspiring achievement. Yes, we all will go together when we go. We will all go together when we go. All suffused with an incandescent glow. No one will have the endurance to collect on his insurance. Lloyd's of London will be loaded when they go. We will all fry together when we fry. We'll be French fried potatoes by and by. There will be no more misery when the world is our rotisserie. Yes, we all will fry together when we fry.
Hi there, welcome back.
Down by the...
Oh, this guy was such a liberal when he wrote this song, and he wrote it, what, in the 50s or 60s? Mm-hmm. And this song just cracks me up. It's about
hilarious.
Nuclear war. I know. And before we go there, we have way too much fun with this show. Before we go there, I just wanted to mention Balance of Nature. What a great, great, great company. And their product, amazing. If you don't have it, you should get it, because anyone can afford it. Totally affordable. And let me just tell you, you try to make this product on your own, you couldn't do it. They take the phytonutrients from 31 fruits and vegetables a day. A day, 31 of them. Are you going to eat 31 of them? Of course you won't. But they take these a day, and they take the phytonutrients, and you get to take it in capsule form. Three capsules of veggies, three capsules of fruits. It is so cool. Make sure that you're getting this product and upping your own immune system, because you're going to notice a balance in your system that hasn't been there. That's huge. Go to balanceofnature.com, put in the code Kate, get 35% off and free shipping. Truly great. And also, MyPillow. MyPillow is doing great things. And They are trying to make a difference in this world, and they've got great products. So when you buy MyPillow products, the fluffiest, most wonderful towels you'll ever own in your life, the best sheets on the planet, if you're looking for good quality sheets, those clean, crisp, wonderful sheets, go to MyPillow.com. Put in the code Kate, get 35, get up to, 70% off on that. Get the and put in the code Kate, and you're going to get sheets and towels and amazing MyPillow products. MyPillows are the best. And put them on every room, every bed in your home, and know that you're helping Truth in Radio. So we have to read. You know what my answer in this hour is to mainstream whoring going around? These local news pundits with the horrible news reporting happening right now and ignoring everything is go to Babylon Bee. You'll get more truth in a parody site than you can from our news.
Yep.
So if you must read something, if you have to read something, go to Babylon Bee. Share those stories. Do it with humor. I love this quote. This is from the same article that says, that is quoted as Biden considers starting World War III to distract from domestic failures. Jen Psaki, read over at the White House, was quoted as saying, frankly, I'm so tired. This is a parody, keep in mind. Frankly, I'm so tired of answering questions about the failed immigration policy, the failed Build Back Better bill. We call it Screw You Better. The failed voting rights bill, the failed COVID policy, the failed economic policy. And didn't the stock market collapse today, quote unquote? Anyway, it'll be nice to talk about a failed war for a change. Isn't that hysterical? You know what? This is how you finally get down to the truth, though. They're right about this.
But this sounds like it's all current, right?
Yeah.
But back in April of 2021, there was an article, the U.S. Strategic Command notified the president that the United States must prepare for nuclear war because of Russia and China are our strategic adversaries at the same time, and it could escalate very rapidly.
Wow. All right. Well,
that was in April.
Yeah.
Do you remember that article?
Well,
I don't.
You know what? I don't either. And you know what? It's always a distraction at hand, right? So in this article from the Babylon Bee parody site, deploying troops, warships, and aircraft to confront Russia over the Ukraine is the first step in a new plan to escalate a regional conflict into a global clash between superpowers. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Milley, that joke, said, it'll be great. Everyone likes a good war, right? Certainly everyone I know, all the generals and defense contractors and Washington elites, they all love a good war. It's a win-win. Unless we lose. Don't include that last part. So, you know what? We better start just reading the Babylon Bee if you really have to read something. Seriously.
However, if you are willing to give your life to defend the Ukraine and boost Biden's poll numbers, report to your nearest recruiting station.
Oh, gosh, you guys. Oh, we have a dementia patient for president. We have a whole lie surrounding what COVID-19 is. We are in the middle of a total crap fest. And how in the world are we going to get people? I hate the word awake because it's been so overused, but how are we going to get people to realize what's happening?
The real sad part is Putin's starting to look sane.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
You know, in the middle of this, there's a little country called Turkey that everybody's forgotten about.
Yep.
That we need them to do anything in the Ukraine because they're on the other side of the Black Sea.
Uh-huh.
And right now, Turkey's in a 4-day blackout because Iran cut off the gas supply to the country.
Yes. In fact, on show notes right now, I'm going to add the article by WilliamEngdahl.com. William Engdahl wrote a piece all about Erdogan and Turkey and the Ukraine and Russia, and it's so on point for what's actually going on over mm-hmm. there. And it's a huge piece of it that our news, we love to cover up what happens with Erdogan and Turkey. We love to cover up several unnamed countries that I won't name right now. We love to not acknowledge what they're doing. Right?
And Turkey was the last country to become a part of NATO. Mm-hmm. They just became, within the last 5 years, they became the latest entry into NATO, and they're probably hanging on a thread, mm-hmm. and at any point in time, we'll say, that's it, America's out, we got to stop this, because if we don't, Iran's going to just basically decimate us with not having any electricity.
Yep. In fact, William Engdahl wrote, and I love Bill because he's such a great voice. He's over in Germany. So whenever he comes on the show, it's like 2 o'clock in the morning over there, some weird hour. But Erdogan, he said, is clearly moving to contain Russian dominance of the Black Sea, where Turkey's navy was dominant before 2014. And in June 2021, NATO meeting Erdogan told NATO's general secretary, you are not visible in the Black Sea and your invisibility in the Black Sea turns it into a Russian lake. Goes on and on about Turkey, Russia, and what's actually happening there. Really worth a read. I'll include it on show notes today.
Yeah, and then if you also understand the history of the Ukraine has always usually been a Russian. Most of the Russian culture comes through Ukrainian culture.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
most people in Ukraine would rather have Russia than the corrupt government as a democracy they have today, that basically we created.
Yeah.
Our president right now created the government that is in the Ukraine. Mm-hmm. The Ukrainian people hate as a democracy.
Yes.
It doesn't work as one because it's corrupt.
Yep.
It's no different than Iran was under the Shah.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Really appreciate that. Yes, absolutely. And I do think Investigator Dave's right. There'll be a little kerfuffle, but nothing what they're trying to paint it over here. We're trying to give it a ton of press so we can distract. But this is what William Engdahl wrote about the RAND Corporation. This is very interesting. He said in 2019, the RAND Corporation in Washington delivered a report to the U.S. Army Command with the focus of forcing Moscow to intervene in threats to its border security in order to seriously weaken her stability. Aside from more economic sanctions, the report advocated causing Russia to overextend itself militarily or economically, or causing the regime to lose domestic and or international prestige and influence. The RAND report called, among other things, for arming Ukraine against Russia in Donbass and promoting regime change in Belarus, increasing support for the jihadists in Syria who oppose Syria's Russian presence, and exploiting tensions in and reducing Russian influence in Central Asia, including Kazakhstan. And so much of the Washington-backed actions against Russia in the last 3 years have followed the outlines of the RAND strategy. Why isn't the media reporting on the RAND strategy? Why aren't they reporting on the report that they did that outlined all of this that's going on from 2019? How much do you think RAND owns us? How much do you think what these corporations do as they try to paint the picture that they're private corporations, but they're not? They are government entities, are really basically outlining our foreign policy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the stuff we're not told. The stuff we're not told.
Yeah, you can take the New World Order.
Shove it up your... Yes, you can. You know, it's... listen, you're not going to get any news from the news.
None.
None of these pretty people. No Diane Sawyer. No Katie Couric. Oh, these awful people. No Whoopi. Whoopi doesn't know the news. You know, we have to get into a place where we start turning it off. And I wonder what would happen to social media if all we shared was Babylon Bee, because Babylon Bee actually paints a pretty accurate picture in humor of what's happening. What would happen? ShadowNet wouldn't know what to do. The algorithm wouldn't know what to do if all we were doing was sharing parody. I'm in Facebook jail, by the way. Censorship jail again. Go ahead.
Speaking of Whoopi, she really tore into Bill Maher for his little tirade the other day about being fed up with the COVID crap.
Oh, I was hoping she'd come down with BS. Is it BS one or two?
No, it's It's BA2.
Okay, but what about BA1? We never got the BS1.
They skipped BA1.
I know, but why?
Well, I don't. What was it? I'm not sure exactly.
When you get into subvariants, I guess you can just now give it initials. You don't need a full name. See, they had Delta, Lambda, Omicron. You don't need a full name. You just have to go to a couple of initials like BS or BA and then assign it a number, but not in order. Does that make it look like there's more of them we just haven't found
yet? They're actually treating them like intelligent beings.
Yeah.
Like, listen to this. A sublineage of the Omicron strain of coronavirus has been formally designated a variant under investigation. by the United Kingdom Health Security
Not
Agency.
Arrested, just questioned. Right?
They've cornered it. It's under investigation. This is this morning.
Does BS know? Are they going to anal probe some mice? I think we need a further investigation of the BS subvariant.
I'm glad that they did this formally. That was part that impressed me.
Are you glad they did it formally?
It was formally designated. Not just designated, formally.
There's questioning somebody on a street, and then there's hauling their asses in to really question them. I'm going to say this is a formal questioning.
Absolutely.
Of the BS subvariant. Just want to know that we're on the right track.
They wanted to confess where it came from.
Is the BS going to take a lie detector? I don't think so. Well, what do we do? What do we do? You know, it's just so funny. It's sad. It really is. Look at the news today. We've got to turn it off. We just do. And as much as this show could point article after article after article, we could tell you exactly what they're avoiding. How do we get this out to more people? How do we let people know? they can actually pass around a variant to the entire country in 2 weeks, but let an actual news story out of the bag? Nope, not going to happen. They are faster at diagnosing you with a fake variant than they are at getting a proper headline to actually be printed in one news periodical. Oh, I played the wrong theme. You know what? I do that occasionally. Yeah. It's live radio. What can I say? 3 hours a day of this. All right. We'll be right back with James Martinez, hopefully. And I'm really excited because he's fantastic. He's fantastic. You'll love him. All right. Part two of yesterday's show. We'll be in the next hour live. KateDalyRadio.com. Please share these news stories.